T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If you look at the different pieces of information coming out of the CDC right now, it's still an open-ended question. So the way I would approach it is to keep in mind that there are some individuals that are should receive 3 doses as part of the initial regimen. So in other words, people that have significant immunocompromising conditions, the recommendation is to receive a 3rd dose. It's not considered a booster dose, but it's a 3rd dose. And so in that situation, full coverage would only be after 3 doses. And that's only the recommendations for the mRNA. There's really no additional recommendations for the single dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine for that. Right now, the CDC says you are fully vaccinated if you have received your complete initial regimen, which would be normally most commonly the 2-dose regimen. And so even if you have not yet gotten a booster, you are still determined to be quote unquote fully vaccinated. Now that circumstance could certainly change, but right now that's the information we're working with.
Let's talk about, you know, this week, obviously, kicking off the Thanksgiving, and then we will have more holiday gatherings in December. But people who want to test for COVID before they travel, before they go with their families, what is the best recommendation there?
If you're traveling, certainly out of the country, we're finding that the at-home test is actually not going to clear you through customs. So it's important to make sure you're making the right test decisions if you're being asked specifically for providing that test results as a condition for your travel. But for domestic travel, there's not, to my knowledge, any of such restrictions. But we do know that the at-home test, while it is a workable test, is not as accurate as what we, you know, use in doctor's offices and in hospitals, which uses a technology called PCR. And so what we say is if that test at home is positive and you are showing symptoms, very likely that is a COVID infection. If it's negative, it still doesn't tell you whether or not you don't have COVID. So it's really good at picking up if it's positive. If it's negative, you can't guarantee that you don't have it.
One other thing that's come up in the news today is the talk that Pfizer's already working on a vaccine for children under the age of 5. So we could fully see everyone vaccinated against COVID at some point.
Well, we certainly hope so. And right now, of course, we don't have that option. So we're receiving a lot of questions from parents, you know, how do we make sure our children who are not yet eligible for vaccination, how can they stay safe during the Thanksgiving holidays? And, you know, certainly the best advice is to make sure everybody else who is eligible for vaccination to go ahead and be fully vaccinated. The second piece is, you know, if anybody is showing signs and symptoms of that Thanksgiving day, go ahead and stay home. I think the big message is if we don't congregate, if we're showing symptoms, we're going to save a lot of potential risk out there. But I will say a lot of these infections are very mild. So, you know, everybody needs to be aware, even a little congestion, something that seems like normally a seasonal allergy, but unexpected for this time of the year, something you want to be careful for, because we're finding a lot of mild infections are presenting that way.
Just asking to you, is there anything that you want people to really stay cautious of moving forward towards the end of the year?
I think that the big thing that we have to worry about is whether we're going to start seeing case rates return. You know, we're seeing other parts of the world where case rates are going back up again. Unfortunately, some parts of the country are seeing rates go back up. And so I worry we're headed, you know, back down and up through the roller coaster ride yet again. And the big thing I worry about is making sure that we still stay on target and get as many people vaccinated as possible, so that ultimately what we're doing is we're saving our severity for hospitalization and death through this really good and safe vaccine that we have.
Dr. Carlo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.